CNN hits Waltz for false claims about DUI arrest in 1995. By Joel B. Polak on August 15, 2024. CNN reported Thursday that Minnesota Governor Tim Waltz's 2006 congressional campaign lied about his arrest for driving under the influence, DUI, in 1995. CNN reported. When Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Waltz first ran for Congress in 2006, his campaign repeatedly made false statements about the details of his 1995 arrest for drunk and reckless driving. According to court and police records connected to the incident, Waltz admitted in court that he had been drinking when he was pulled over for driving 96 miles per hour in a 55 miles per hour zone in Nebraska. Waltz was then transported by a state trooper to a local hospital for a blood test, showing he had a blood alcohol level of 0.128, well above the state's legal limit of 0.1 at the time. But in 2006, his campaign repeatedly told the press that he had not been drinking that night, claiming that his failed field sobriety test was due to a misunderstanding related to hearing loss from his time in the National Guard. The campaign also claimed that Waltz was allowed to drive himself to jail that night. Breitbart News noted the same problem last week. Minnesota Governor Tim Waltz, D., who emerged Tuesday as Vice President Kamala Harris's running mate, will likely face new scrutiny over a 1995 DUI arrest after court records emerged to suggest he had misled the public about the case. Waltz, who was living in Nebraska at the time, was pulled over for drunk driving. He eventually reached a plea deal and admitted to reckless driving. The issue surfaced in later political campaigns, but Waltz said he had not been drunk. In 2006, when the issue emerged during Waltz's race for Congress, his campaign said that the arrest had been the result of a misunderstanding. Subsequent reporting by Alpha News in 2022 turned up a court transcript that suggested Waltz had, in fact, been drunk. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.